Welcome to The Yakker, and I know it's been a while and I am so happy to be back. This episode is a local Columbus edition and I'm talking about a Kenyan restaurant in Columbus, and I sit down with Chef Wycliffe Duarte and we talk about his childhood, his life in Kenya and his journey to opening this amazing restaurant here. So if you live in Columbus, you have no excuse. You have to visit this restaurant because they have amazing food. And it's always fun to explore new cuisines from different countries. And if you're not from Columbus, well, you can always visit. Or you can still learn a lot about Kenyan food because Chef Wycliffe is explaining a lot about Kenyan food, what kind of food to order, and the different African cuisines and things like that. I recorded this podcast at the restaurant. So you will hear noise occasionally from the kitchen as they were cleaning up. I think it just adds a little character to the podcast, you know, making it real. So don't get annoyed and please ignore the noise. So here we go, me with Chef Wycliffe. Hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So the first thing, is it Wycliffe or Wycliffe?
Well, it depends on where you come from. If you are American English, it's Wycliffe. If you speak British English, it's Wycliffe.
Okay, perfect. Because I was confused. I wasn't sure if it's Wycliffe or Wycliffe.
Yeah, but I'm sure fine anyway. Or either way.
Okay. Yeah? Oh, perfect. So let's talk about food.
Yes.
So I know when it comes to food, I feel like a lot of our experience comes from our childhood and our own family. So just kind of like a major throwback. Could you just tell us a little bit about your childhood and, you know, how was your family and was there a lot of conversations around food? How was it?
Well, thank you. My upbringing definitely comes from Kenya. I was born and grew up in Kenya, and I grew up in the rural areas of Kenya, but I was fortunate enough to be raised by a dad who was an entrepreneur. And he was a restaurateur as well. So he had a restaurant and he had a store and he had a butcher shop. So growing up, the way he viewed all of myself and my siblings is that we were part of his workforce. And he trained us and put us into it. And we grew up just doing it. So for me, cooking and restaurant is natural. It's just the thing to do. But for the most part, my dad wanted me to concentrate more on the business side and try to keep me so much out of the kitchen. But out of passion, I admired how people would turn ingredients into something somebody can eat. And I ended up learning most of my cooking from watching.
Wow.
And because of the interest, I started trying things out, and I would always impress people that I could do that dish, I could do the other dish. And pretty much that's how I found myself into cooking, and I ended up trying more stuff, and then I got more training, and all my life, over 20 years, I've been in cooking, Kenyan food, and that's how I came into cooking.
Interesting. So you mentioned how your dad wanted you to, you know, focus in business, and you got into cooking. So is it like a cultural thing that men don't cook?
Definitely, that was his phrase, that men don't stay in the kitchen.
Right.
So it's a cultural thing that the kitchen is no area for a man unless you're a chef. And for him, he was not probably looking for me to be a chef.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trying to skew me towards more business side. But
right.
My drive and passion for cooking led me into the kitchen.
And when did you come to the U.S.?
I came to the U.S. in year 2006.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So did you come here to study? Or?
Yeah, I came here for schooling.
Yeah.
And I went to school and I graduated from Franklin
right.
With 2 degrees, bachelor's in accounting and bachelor's in forensic accounting.
So entirely different from the field that you are in. Right?
From the field. And that is possibly because for me, this was a way of life, working in the restaurant and cooking food. And then when I migrated here to the U.S., first I was living in Indianapolis, then I moved to Columbus, and then I found out I was a bit disappointed that I could not find anywhere I can eat or buy the food I know.
Okay.
And out of that, so I would eat a version somewhere in a party, And I would say this is no Kenyan food, although it had been made for Kenyans.
Right.
And out of that, then I was like, I know how to cook this stuff better. And of course, some of my friends who knew our background were kind of, why can't you make us this item? And that's how I found my way back to the cooking.
Wow. So you're saying your friends kind of pushed you into...
Just because they knew our background with restaurants and cooking, they would occasionally request for some stuff.
Hmm.
And then when I started cooking, then everybody would be so much wowed that they could get something real, authentic Kenyan.
Right.
And then I kept getting more requests, like, "Kenny, I have a party. Would you please make me this item? Would you please make me this?" And then I ended up making, and then people kind of saw they were being too much asking. So they were like, "Could you make and please charge us?" So, and then that's how we started. And then we started making the baked goods from home.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife also grew up in one of the cities in Kenya that concentrates on the Kenyan cooking. And she also got a lot of training from that city.
Mm.
And she's one of the most amazing chefs.
So it was a perfect match.
It was a perfect match. And so we started just cooking and doing more. And we kind of grew away from our home, rolled over to the restaurant. And I mean, cooking for us, it was just one of those amazing stuff that we just love to cook.
Right.
When we can cook and together with a team of other chefs, then we make a very good team. We are very passionate about cooking.
And it reflects on your food, because we came to your restaurant last month and we came with a bunch of friends and we ordered, I think, pretty much everything on the menu. And everything was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was so good that I really wanted to talk to you and, you know, do this interview with you. It was that good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we know, Marie, our concept is we keep it fresh.
Mm.
We get high-end ingredients and we keep it fresh. And that's one thing about Kenyan food. There's not really so much shortcuts into it.
Mm.
If you do a shortcut, it's not going to come out right.
Right.
So we keep it real. We keep it authentic. And we cook it, and most of our spices, we bring them from Kenya.
Wow.
And we take time. All our meals are made from scratch.
Okay.
And if it's the veggies, everything, we chop it up, and then we'll cook it up. And we'll try to cook as less as possible to retain all the nutrients on veggies. Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, great.
And it shows on the food.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Columbus, obviously, I think this is one of the first Kenyan restaurants?
Yes, it's the only one in Ohio, Indianapolis, Kentucky, anywhere in the Midwest. I think the next one you'll probably find in Maryland or Washington area.
Wow.
So this is the only East African restaurant in terms of Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania.
Yeah.
Because those are countries that we share cuisine for probably around 95% of the meals.
Okay. So this is the authentic Kenyan restaurant in Columbus.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So everybody has to come here and try out Kenyan food.
And try the Kenyan food.
Right.
Yes.
So if I were to go to Kenya,
mm-hmm.
would I get the same kind of flavor that I get here? Or do you kind of improvise or Americanize cuisine?
No, mostly we do Kenyan authentic food.
Mm.
And now the only thing is we do it from a passion point of view, because Kenya, with their labor being so cheap, a lot of restaurant owners have people that will hire most of them. So if those chefs are not committed or as passionate, it might actually not taste as great as our food is down here. Because, and that's one thing, we try to keep it real authentic. Mm. We bring the memories of Kenya back to whoever have traveled to Kenya. And this has turned more to be a destination.
Mm.
Because anybody who has traveled to Kenya, when once they hear there is a Kenyan restaurant in Columbus, they want to hit us so quick. As soon as they get here, they're never disappointed.
It's like being back home.
It's like being back home.
Hmm.
It's and that's our intention is, whenever you walk into a restaurant, we want you to feel like you are right inside Kenya.
Right.
Food-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a good job keeping it authentic.
Yeah.
Because we don't really try to Americanize it or that much, but we make sure it's comfortable for everybody.
Everyone's palate.
Everyone's palate. It's something that you can stand. So none of our food is that is spicy, but we can add spices, hot spices, upon request.
Right.
Yes.
So for anyone who has not tried Kenyan food, What is the first dish you would recommend that people try? Kind of, sort of, that's like a gateway into the Kenyan
into Kenyan food. And that's a good question. And I know I don't want to give a generic answer there that everything is great. Mm. Because I know we all like different stuff at different times. But some of our menu is not actually that big. We specialize on a few dishes that are signature Kenyan dishes. And we concentrate on them and do them very well. Uh-huh. So every meal you try here, you'll definitely walk away thinking, what else have I not tried? So it's very actually in a confusing position to tell you which one is the best. But I can, going by the numbers, beef stew is our best seller. And along with beef stew, our fish is also very popular. And what has also caught up, yes, as people keep trying different stuff, is the chicken stew as well.
Right.
Has caught up very well. And goat has always been signature item that people come here to grab. So like you can hear, there's no real one meal that I can tell you is going to really be stand out from the other meals. But any of that meat that you order in our restaurant, you're going to really enjoy. Mm. But like I say, beef stew is our best seller. And then you can combine it with pilau rice, which is rice made in natural spices, not hot spices, but natural spices. And then you can combine that with cabbage. Mm. And then you can add chapati, which is a flat bread. Mm. You can eat it together. The meal complements very well. And you're going to enjoy with that. But that's the main course. That's the main dish.
Okay.
If you hit us for the first time, you do not want to miss tasting our samosas.
Yes.
That's one appetizer item that we cannot keep enough in the shelf. So you got to try that.
Right.
And then you'll be out for a very good experience.
I can definitely attest for the fish because I had that and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband can attest for the beef stew. Mm-hmm. He absolutely enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Like you.
Yeah. And what do you think is the biggest misconception when it comes to Kenyan food that people have in general?
When it comes to the biggest misconception is kind of blockwise.
Mm-hmm.
So when a lot of people hear about African food, they think, oh my gosh, I cannot stand the hot, spicy food in that. And that's a misconception because actually Africa cuisine is subdivided depending on which region it's coming from. East Africa, where Kenya is, food is not hot spicy at all.
So you kind of use natural spices like cinnamon?
Yep, cardamom, coriander. We use cloves. We're going to use garlic. We are going to use ginger in our cooking. And so pretty much our food is very welcoming to new palates. You do not have to have tasted Kenyan food to like Kenyan food. Well, if you go on the other side, west or north, side of Africa, the food is supposed to be hot, spicy.
Right.
That's how you enjoy that food. When it's not hot, you might not really enjoy that food. But that's the cuisine for the West, the North, and some parts of the South. But mostly East and South is kind of close dishes of cuisine.
That's interesting. So Kenyan food is not spicy.
Kenyan food is not spicy.
People generally associate that with
African food. Mm-hmm. But definitely our food is not spicy. But if you request us to make it spicy, we'll definitely make it spicy for you.
Yeah. Nice. So where do you see this restaurant going?
Well, I see this restaurant from when we started. We are about to cross our 3-year mark. It's been a good 3 years and we keep growing every year. And it's something that we are very thankful to God and to all our customers for choosing us because there are so many restaurants in Columbus. And we've been in different magazines as one of the best food. And we've been on Columbus Dispatch as well. And our reviews on Facebook, our reviews on Yelp say it all, that we just keep growing.
Yeah.
And right now, our goal is whenever you taste our food, you are hooked. You cannot leave us. You definitely have to keep coming back. And, of course, you bring back your friends and your family. And we keep growing. So we see this restaurant growing to be a very big restaurant and a destination whereby Columbus.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the reasons why we started the restaurant.
Mm.
We say if there is no Kenyan food in Columbus, Columbus is deprived of something good.
Absolutely.
And that was our motto, that we gotta make sure a Columbus resident have a taste of the Kenyan cuisine, so that will motivate them to probably one day travel to Kenya. And if they don't, they are not missing anything out. So we do not want Columbus to miss out. So we plan on serving Columbus bigger scale.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy that we have a Kenyan restaurant here, because it's exactly like how it would be if I went to Kenya. So it's that authentic. The food is that authentic.
Yep, it's that authentic. Yeah. And actually, we've been receiving a numerous guests who are planning a trip to go to Kenya. And for the organizers who have already been to Kenya and they have tasted our food, they have been bringing groups of people who are going to Kenya to tour, so that they can get introduction to the Kenyan food. And they come and they eat amazing. And
that says a lot.
Yeah. And actually, most important, when people travel from Kenya to the U.S., and they've been eating all this food and not getting Kenyan food anywhere, this has become a destination where even other Kenyans, if somebody just traveled here, visited here from Kenya, they want to bring here so they can feel home. Because you just don't know how much it is for you not to get the food that you know and that you've always had. And once they get here, they feel so good.
So this is the best cure for homesickness, if
you're
from Kenya.
Yes, it's the best cure for homesick if you're from Kenya. Definitely. And we have seen it, and we enjoy, and we are happy that we are able to offer something valuable to our diners.
Absolutely. This has been so much fun. I have like three fun questions.
Yes.
Quick questions. Okay. So is there a place in Columbus that you go to eat on your days off? I know you keep cooking and cooking and cooking, so there must be a restaurant, favorite restaurant that you go to.
I like to go. You know, amazing enough is I'm also a foodie. I like eating food, and I like trying different cuisines. So I actually, on my off days or my free time, I'll go around and try something that I have not tried before. And I've been to so many restaurants, but you know, some of I like Mexican food as well, and that's one thing that I like. So I have a restaurant just next door from my restaurant, and it's a small restaurant, just like not very big, like just like we are. And I just think they keep it so real, so authentic. So I'll hit them sometimes and grab some of their food. And when of course we're in America, I love American food too. Burger is my number one item, and mac and cheese. So normally I'll hit Ted Montana Grill. I think they make very good burgers, so hit them once in a while and get the burger from there or any other place for mac and cheese.
And what's your favorite food from childhood?
My favorite food from childhood is beef stew, ugali, which is corn flour meal mash, and collard green. That's one of the staples for Kenya, is the ugali, the collard greens, and the beef stew.
And you have all of them here in the
restaurant. We have all of them here. That's one of our, also, that's one thing that makes the beef stew our best seller, top seller, because a lot of people want to eat it with ugali and the greens.
Do you kind of take ugali and dip it in the stew? How do you eat it?
Ugali is kind of almost flat tasting because it's supposed to fill you up without you losing the taste of the beef and the vegetable. So you kind of bite it together. You normally use the ugali to bite the meat and the veggie. Usually, actually, it tastes much better if you eat it with your hand. But that's more of a cultural thing. I'll eat it with my spoon most of the time. But definitely, you bite it together with other stuff. It borrows flavor from that. But in itself, it still has some flavor. It's only that we do not sweeten it for anything. We just keep it natural the way it is.
Perfect. So is that your go-to comfort food as well?
That is go-to comfort food. Yeah.
Okay. Last question. If somebody has to impress their friends on their knowledge of Kenyan food, what is that one thing that you would give away, you know, for people to use it and impress friends with?
It's called nyama choma.
Nyama choma.
That is grilled goat. And then you would serve that with something called kachumbari. That is like salsa. So it's fresh made salsa with nyama choma and ugali, and probably some greens on the side. Then that'll be a delicious meal. And we normally have that here once a week on Saturday.
On Saturday.
And we grill it. It's charcoal grilled we grill fresh, young, nice goat, and people enjoy it. Normally, we run out sometimes at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We are already sold out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So these are the two words that if people use them, you know that they know about Kenyan
They
food.
Know about Kenyan, okay. And they've been probably to Kenya, or they probably tried the Kenyan, because normally you find it being roasted on
right.
the streets and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Ah, okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll get the spelling from you, and I'll put it down on my blog, so people can go ahead and read it.
Yes.
They'll know how to pronounce that.
Yeah.
This has been so wonderful talking with you. Thank you so much. I know you're quite busy, but thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to me about your wonderful restaurant. Are you on social media?
Yes, we are on social media. We are mostly on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you can also find our Yelp page, or you can find us on Twitter.
Okay.
But mostly I'll say we are on Facebook.
Okay, so I will leave that link as well on my blog.
Yes.
And people can go and like it on Facebook as
yes,
well.
That'll be super great.
Yeah.
And they can also come and try us. And thank you also for coming to interview us and for considering
my
and also
pleasure.
Dining with us. Oh. And we look forward to see you more.
Oh, yeah. We will definitely be coming back for more food.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you're very
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. And that was it. Hope you enjoyed our little chat. And I will see you next week with a new episode on The Acker. Till then, take care. Keep good conversations going. Bye.